Question? We have three bills listed for today. Two of them, we're still awaiting the final sets of amendments. Those are Senate Bills 848 and 685. We do have amendments in front of us on Senate Bill 443, which we'll discuss in a moment. We'll go into work session on Senate Bill 443. And, Counselor, would you give us an update?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. The A. Engrossed bill that originally came before the committee pertained to vapor-releasing substances, and, of course, that added vapor-releasing substances to the intoxicant that a person could be under the influence under in order to be convicted of driving under the influence of intoxicants. What the A3 amendments do is to remove the vapor-releasing substance language and instead include inhalant language. It generally does cover the same substances. It is very slightly broader, and it aligns fairly well with House Bill 3276, which was the other inhalant bill that was presented by Representative Vic Backlund.
I understand, Lieutenant Hayes from the State Police, that you've reviewed this. Could you come up for a moment just to fill us in on these A3 amendments? Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you.
Could you introduce yourself for the record?
Lieutenant Chuck Hayes, Oregon State Police.
Have you had a chance to look at the A3 amendments?
Yes, sir, I have.
What's your perception as to whether or not they cover the necessary substances?
I believe that the way this is written now, especially with number 24, is that it is going to cover all of the inhalants of abuse that are pretty much out there, and it's going to be fairly safe to say that if a person is inhaling some sort of intoxicating substance or breathing it, getting it into the lungs, the brain, some way, somehow, it is going to be covered by this present wording.
Representative Krasanski.
Mr. Chair, while the Lieutenant's here, I guess regarding number 24 on line 6 on page 2, it talks about releasing toxic vapors or fumes. My concern, I guess, would be the word toxic. Does it need, I mean, do we need that in there, or is that going to be too limiting? I'm not sure. I assume everything here, looking at all the other ones, 1 through 23, in any great amount, that they would have a toxicity to them. But I'm just wondering if, you know, from your perspective, what you've seen through other states, if that is the appropriate language.
Chair Mannix and Representative Prozanski, the wording toxic is fairly consistent. In many of the states, they actually have added intoxicating release or vapors and fumes. So when we look at it from the toxic standpoint, toxic could mean that it could be fatal, but releasing toxic vapors or fumes, I think, will cover the substances that have the ability to impair a person's driving ability, and I think that's what we're after here. As far as in a court of law, could that be contested as to is it actually considered a toxic vapor or not? Because some of the substances that are being inhaled and abused may not have a toxic ability unless it is taken in such a large, huge amount. So there could be some slight difficulty there. I guess only time will tell.
Mr. Chair, I guess the only thing I'm wondering is it sounded like maybe some of the other states are using releasing intoxicating instead of toxic, and I'm just wondering if that's something that we need or... Okay. I think staff has got a solution, so we'll let...
Why don't you mention it, Mr. Horton?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would simply ask the committee at this point to make some legislative history as to whether or not it would be the intent of the committee that the word toxic on page 2, line 6, would basically mean intoxicating, as the word toxic is a derivative of the word intoxicating, or there is some relationship between the words.
All right. I'd also indicate that on the A3 amendments, which are in front of us, line 4 talks about a substance that is capable of causing intoxication. And then in that context, the releasing of toxic vapors would then mean vapors which are capable of intoxicating.
We've heard that. That's fair.
All right, colleagues, does anyone have a motion to adopt the A3 amendments?
So moved.
Representative Krasanski moves adoption of the A3 amendments to Senate Bill 443. Discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to adoption? Seeing no objection, the amendments are adopted. Representative Krasanski?
Move the bill as amended by the committee to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion. Is there a discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the motion is carried. Senate Bill 443 is sent to the floor with a due pass.
Chair?
Yes.
Cement. Does cement cause, I pour a lot of, oh, I know it. You're talking about model type cement. That's kind of,
yes,
plastic glue. Okay, got it. Just wondering. You know, I poured a lot of cement, but I've never I've gotten tired. But I've never gotten tired.
Okay, got it. All right. Senate Bill 443 is on its way to the floor. Volunteer for a carrier. Representative Pozanski will carry the bill. There being no further business in front of the committee, this concludes the work session, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
What time tomorrow?